So when we gather on this Christmas day to reflect upon these stories that are so familiar, stories that we've heard since we were little children, and that sense of why we gather around this scene, it's a little bit anachronistic. We've meshed together the gospel accounts of Luke and with Matthew, but we bring together the essence of the Lord, who did not want to remain absent from our lives. The God who so longed to walk in familiarity with us, like he did back at the time in the Garden of Eden. And that story of the creation of the first human, that's what the word Adam means, the first woman, Eve simply means life. This human life, this creation of these two people who were called into union, and called into friendship, and called to be the very image bearers of God. It's why Judaism was so strong against requiring, or there was no need for any statues or images of God, because you look around. You're already seated in front of, next to the divine. You're already seated in your own seat. There is the very presence of God, because he's created every single one of us with that image of God. Indeed, not just the Imago Dei we say, but also the Capax Dei, the capacity to receive God, the capacity to be changed and transformed, the capacity to let go of all of the junk, let go of all of the things that get in the way, and to receive his mercy, to receive his goodness, his love. And so on the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, the birth of the one who would be the very presence of God, the with us God, we say, is the word Emmanuel, that God is wanting in a new way to be present to us. The Lord revealed himself in all kinds of different ways, from the garden through to the manifestations of angels, those presences where people are not quite sure what they're actually dealing with. It seems to be just another human being, but somehow a human being that is a little bit different, a little bit more special, a little bit more divine. This one that is a messenger of the Lord. But in this moment, when he was conceived in the womb of Mary, and when she gave birth to him, going through all of the usual experiences that entailed, you know, later tradition kind of added all sorts of complications and layers of significance to that event that the scriptures themselves speak nothing of. They try and keep it as simple as possible, but embellish it somewhat with the stories that were common at that time, or the images and the motives that were part of that experience. But when we gather there to look at this vulnerable child, born in absolute poverty, born surrounded by all the detritus of the scene that is there, the droppings of the animals and everything else that is part of that experience. It reminds us that that's precisely where God is still available to us. The God doesn't ask of us to so radically change in order that we may be worthy to be loved. That love is always ready and available to us. That love is always there, accepting us, celebrating and calling us from that experience of being surrounded by the crap of life into a place where we're able then to be changed, to be transformed, to become the very image bearers. We have that capacity, but that capacity needs to be realized. That capacity can only be activated within our lives as we become friends of God, as we let go of our own agendas and begin to acknowledge that I need his healing, I need his mercy. I need to be forgiven for all of the junk, for all of the ways that I've hurt people, all the ways that I've hurt myself. That in the midst of that, that's where he's calling us and inviting us and in allowing us to experience the intimacy of friendship with the Lord. So Christmas is amazing and it's special because we're invited into that same life with Jesus. Come now, it's not this foreign and distant God, but a God who is among us, a God who invites us to be his brothers and sisters, a God who wants to be in that friendship with him so that we can then in turn have friendship with the Holy Spirit, with the Father, that we can be changed and transformed to be the people that he's called us and created us to be. Christmas is amazing because it offers us this first insight into the power of the resurrection, the power of what happens when we actually live that capacity for God, that when we become the image bearers of God in truth and not just in possibility. So today, as we celebrate this gift of the Lord being present among us, let's allow the Lord to love us deeply, to allow us to, in the midst of all of the stuff that's happening in our lives, all of the dysfunction that we realize, all the addictions, all of the sin, all of the garbage that fills our heads, let's make space to let his love slowly do that work of healing, restoring, renewing, so that we can indeed be his very presence in the world, that we can gather in worship around the stable scene, that we can be people that are caught up in that love and so be changed and transformed by that love to be the people he wants us to be.